We want to give you a somber note to begin with, and that is that had some medical issues with our own Abby Schumann, and he's currently off getting some treatment. And we will have a moment of silent prayer in hopes that he will be fine, and who knows, maybe even be back here tomorrow. Moment of silence for Abby. Okay, to begin with, we will have our invocation by Larry Mazurka. Larry? You don't have a mic, right?
Oh, Larry's down that way. Thank you.
All right. Invite those of you who wish to join me in a prayer of blessing. Got it. Loving Lord of our lives, we thank you for both this occasion and the opportunity to be together as colleagues, friends, folks who have a very common goal and interest. We thank you for this food and for the blessings that you heap upon us continuously. And we ask that this food might be so much a source of energy and strength to all of us that we might return these blessings to you in lives well lived. We thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, just a note for you and for later. You can raise your hands in the next few minutes if you have something. Well, let me hold off on that. Peter, do you have the shuttle information? Peter Pardini? Do you have the shuttle information with you? Okay. Is there anybody that doesn't know the shuttle that they are on tomorrow who is taking the shuttle? If anybody raised their hands, let me know so that we can get. All right. So that's all good. One person. Could we possibly have a volunteer go and get the information from Peter and make sure that that person who has their hands raised finds out their shuttle times? We don't want anybody missing their shuttle. Okay. Now, it is time for me to get out of the limelight and fade into the sunset because I want to introduce to you the MC for the evening, a guy who's a real showman in his own right, and is just, this banquet is just one more illustration of that. Our MC is president of Guide Dog Users of California. He's probably better known for his chili and other things that he cooks. His name is Ken Metz. Ken, take it away.
Oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. No, I'm actually going to be pretty nice tonight.
Oh, I know.
I sort of have to be because I was going to start out with telling you guys a couple of things about some great remarks to prove that people are stupid. You know, probably I'm doing something that I haven't done for a long time, reading Braille. You know, it gets very difficult sometimes. But anyway, we're going to do our best here to make this a great evening for all of you. And first of all, let me say hello to you. And as I said, there are things that people do that are stupid. You know, and some of the remarks you can use that they're probably about as sharp. Yeah, I'm trying to read and do this one-handed. That's hard to do. Here, can you? I'm gonna ask my wife to hold the mic here for me. It's easier. I've got to hold it like this.
Yeah,
there we go.
I know, dear.
Okay. We're going to get back here now. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just trying to get straightened out. Okay. It says that it's probably as... there we are. A few... okay. I'm having trouble reading Braille tonight. I am. A few clowns short of a circus... Okay, that's one way to tell somebody, a few clowns short of a circus.
Uh-huh.
That's one way to tell them. Not the brightest bulb. Yes, not the brightest bulb on a Christmas tree. And probably a few fries short of a Happy Meal.
That's a new one.
Mm-hmm. That's one I hadn't heard before. I wish I had a blueprint for his brain. Oh, goodness. Anyway, there are some others here that we'll get to a little later because I know that we're running a few minutes late, and so I will get set up here. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn off this little machine here, and I'm going to come around and start doing some introductions. I think we'll be safer. So let me take that, and I'm going to give you... Thank you. Okay. I guess I can stay up here and do the head table, because there's no room for me to fit through here. So, I'm going to start with the head table, if you guys don't mind, with introductions. And the first person over to the left, okay, there, I'm, yeah, it's my left, so it would have to be your right.
Okay.
How about that? Okay, Larry Vizforka, and he's chaplain, Field Village Assistive Living Facility, and then next to Larry is Mrs. Lisforka, and welcome, thank you, we appreciate that. After that, coming back over, Patricia Bogard, and she's the president of the San Diego Braille Club, and we're certainly glad to have her up here. Gene Lozano Jr., first vice president. Let's give him a hand. This is Gene's last banquet as first vice president, and we certainly appreciate the number of years he has given us. Donna Pomerantz, immediate past president, California Council of the Blind. This is her last banquet as immediate past president this time around. We're gonna keep her around for years to come, though. Mitch Pomerantz, immediate past president, American Council of the Blind. And then we have B.B. Lewis. Oh, I'm sorry, Lori. I am having trouble. Some days, you know, well, I won't go into that. We'll leave it with what happens with Braille for, you know. Lori. Welcome. We're really pleased to have you. And actually, I think I have met Lori before, a few years ago, at the, I think she was at the Junior Blind one time. And I believe I met her there. And then there was B.B. and Chuck Lewis. And uh, Somebody that we know who is currently the president of the California Council of the... Did I miss somebody? What, Chad? Right? Yeah. Is there... I don't have Jim on here. Oh, Jim. I'm sorry. Jim is the bass player next to him. I did not know about him. I'm sorry. You know, well, I'll tell some senior jokes later. Then I can talk about myself. Next, Jeff Tom, our current president of the California Council of the Blind, finishing up his term. But the best person out of that couple is Leslie Tom. Then we have the second vice president of the American Council of the Blind, a really nice person. Unfortunately, the only problem with him is that he lives in the same town where my brother lives. No, that's not. But even if it's true, let's give a big welcome to John McCann. And next to John is my wife, who's been helping me this afternoon. After we heard some of the bad news, she's been sitting in here getting everything prepared for me. Pam Metz. And you know, it gives me a great, great pleasure to introduce our incoming president of the California Council of the Blind, President-elect Judy Wilkinson. Next to Judy, we have some guy here. I think he's another one of those attorney people. Guy named Mr. Steve Wilkinson Mendelson. And next to Steve, Lee Morton. Lee, are you there? I haven't talked to Lee in a while. She's the acting president of the San Diego chapter, California Council of the Blind. And I will say Lee and I go back a day or two. And after we have Doug Martin. Doug, is he there? Oh, okay. We'll leave Doug out of it because he's home recovering from back surgery. And sitting then next to Lee, Charlene Ornelas. And she is one of our newest, because she is new, as a board member of the California Council of the Blind. Okay. So, with that in mind, we've taken care of that. I am trying to read this stuff. We're going to, in a few minutes, we're going to have dinner. But, you know, I've got to tell you, sometimes these attorneys really do get to us, and we do have a couple in our midst tonight. There's a guy named Jeff, a guy named Steve. Do you guys know what it's like to try and interpret? If you think Jeff was difficult to interpret sometimes, wait until Steve gets in his position as the first man of the California Council of the Blind. Then you guys are really going to have some issues to deal with. Because when he speaks, well, you won't understand. You won't understand it, but I guarantee you it'll be a lot of fun. We'll put it that way. Yes. Anyway, with that, again, just because we are running a little late, I want to be able to catch up. And so, therefore, enjoy your dinner. I will go practice my Braille here. And you'll have to suffer with me a little later. So with that, dinner time, folks. We'll be back to you in a few minutes.